Welcome to the Cause Show 2.0. I'm Amy.
And I'm Susan.
And today we have the lovely
Jeanette
joining us. We love Jeanette. So here we are.
Here we are.
We're back again.
We're stronger than ever.
We're bigger than ever.
We're beating up the competition.
Totally.
You guys sound really confident.
And we are.
So we are recording at Amy's place, Amy's pad. Mm-hmm. And it's got nestled
cool
in. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Nestled in the hills of Silver Lake.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of nestling going on here.
So on my way here, coming down the hill, you have to go like up a hill and then down a hill and then up a hill and then down a hill. So on the first down a hill, there's this guy standing on the side of the street talking to this other guy. So guy A was normal, you know, plain guy, wearing clothes.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, he's not guaranteed in Silver
Bearded,
Lake.
Yeah. Maybe like 30 years old or something. Guy B was half dressed. He was
wearing
bright yellow pants.
Okay.
His button was undone. His zipper was half down. Mm-hmm. He was talking to guy A, the first one. And just like, and I drive by. And, you know, as you're going down the hill, you slow down. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe he thought that I was slowing down to like
check him out.
Hey, baby, nice chest or something.
So wait,
but I wasn't.
Can I ask a question first?
Yes.
Did these two guys look like they knew each other? Or did the yellow pants look like he accosted a normal guy?
No, there was no like hooker boy situation.
Or there was no like get away from me crazy person.
No, I think it was just two Silver Lake dudes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we drive by and the shirtless guy waves at, I had my two children in the back, waves at my two children.
Mm.
And Henry goes, why is that guy waving at us?
Mm. What is he waving exactly?
I don't know. Exactly. I think he's just being friendly.
Creepy.
Yeah. So that was on your street, Amy.
So right here on my street.
Right on your street.
Excellent. Was James Franco involved?
It actually might have been James Franco.
James Franco owns bought a house across the street that he has turned into a production company.
I've seen all of the posts on LA, Curbed LA.
Right. All those angry neighbors.
Yeah,
James
bitching
and
about
I
it.
Are, we're not, we are, we do not get along. I've never met him, but we're enemies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, this guy had kind of like slightly curly ruffled dark brown hair, dark hair.
Hasn't he seen all the no cruising signs around here?
Seriously.
And he didn't have any hair on his chest. So I don't know if James Franco has hair.
I have no idea.
I don't know. It might have been James Franco.
Oh, really?
It may have been.
I doubt it was James Franco.
But probably not. Okay. Would James Franco wear bright yellow pants?
Yeah, why not?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Did he have a good body?
Yes, he did.
Oh, it might have been Franco.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally ripped.
And that seems like she had something to say, and we rudely cut her off.
Did I? No, it was just the... I actually had a friend that lived close to here, and she was convinced that those no cruising signs were like for gay guys not to be picking each other up.
Those
signs are for people
driving
slow. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were for gay guys to not pick each other up.
Well, no.
That's exactly what I thought it was. Yeah.
Cruising is actually when you drive around slowly looking for guys to pick up.
Okay.
That's what that is. So actually kind of a combo
of
those two things.
It could, maybe there's like a gray area in the law.
Yeah.
Because cruising, isn't that like a 70s saying, like, let's go cruising and go
out
and get lucky.
I'm aging myself.
So anyway, I was wondering also if maybe those guys were going to a party. They must have been like at a party, going to a party.
They were cruising
to a party.
I see that the transitions on our new show will be no better than our old show.
They will be exactly the same.
Okay. They will be just as clumsy and awkward. But that's fine. We love it. Okay, go ahead.
So I had a four-party Saturday
you
guys.
Parties.
Yes, just yesterday. And here I am today, living to tell the tale.
Looking fresh, bright as a daisy.
Oh, my God.
What'd you do with the kids?
Well, they came to half of the thing. So here's what we did.
Man, you guys are way better about that than we are.
At
I'm always
noon,
like, I can't.
You're like one thing.
Yeah, totally.
No kids.
We used to be one thing when we had like an infant and a toddler. We were one thing people.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, before kids, we were like, shit, stack them up, man. Four, five, six things in a day. No problem.
There's something you need to know about Susan. just, she's like the Energizer Bunny. Like when she gets going, like she does not stop.
Well, John's the same way.
Seen it. I have never seen it like with Susan. Like whatever you do, take her shopping, like 14 hours later, she's still going.
Oh my God.
Same
no.
with like school, like when she's got errands to do and stuff. Like she just goes and goes till she pretty much collapses in the hospital.
Wow.
Which has happened to you before.
Which has happened to me before, yes. So,
it's pretty amazing. I don't have that skill. I wish I did.
Man, I don't either. Yeah. I'm kind of the opposite of that.
So, yeah, me too. I'm like, I did a thing. Yeah. I'm going home.
I know. Yeah. Like doing laundry counts as a thing, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to lay down for a little
that's
bit.
Like, exactly. That's like a thing you do while you're doing another thing.
Watching TV, which is why I like laundry. All right, go ahead.
All right. So we had a noon party in Hollywood. It was a pool party, but we didn't bring swimming suits because at 2 o'clock we had a kids party to go to at Griffith Park with, wait, count them. Two pinatas.
Wow.
There were two pinatas. Wow. Have you guys ever been to a two pinata party?
I have not been to a two pinata party.
That's a crazy party.
Yeah. They put one up, whack at it, candy, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, and then another one?
And then they put up this second
one. Oh, it was sequential pinatas, not simultaneous pinatas?
For what?
Wow.
Yeah, sequential pinatas.
What was in the second pinata?
Candy.
Oh.
Drugs.
Like, I know. I was like, wait, is that for the adults? Yeah, like, what's in there?
Vicodin drops down.
Like everyone's running for
the vodka. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I just got an idea for
me
a
too.
Birthday
just
party.
Got an idea for a party.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Guys. Here at the Because Show, you heard it first.
Exactly.
So then after that, we took the kids home. Another couple brought their kids home. That couple went to the place where the band was playing. And we went to a cocktail party that Geraldine was hosting.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the cocktail party. Then from the cocktail party, went to the place where the band was playing, where our friend's band was playing.
So who's watching
and
the
kids? I got wasted, you guys.
I believe it.
I was
I believe
fucking
it. By
nine
what at what party?
To the wind.
By what party?
By the band. Where
okay.
the band was playing. Yeah. Right.
Well, if you're at a cocktail party.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I only had one drink at the cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and then the guy's band was playing at the Viper Room.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like a drink there. And I was pretty like, okay, yeah, woo. And like singing all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then John got me another drink.
Somebody slipped you a Mickey.
And I'm like, or something. Yeah. And then I drank like two sips of that drink. And I was just like, woo. Like
John was thinking, I'm going to have a good night.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat my life.
My shirt stayed on the whole night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I, you know, like too drunk to fuck, man.
That's pretty drunk.
I was wasted.
Really? Just from the two drinks and a half?
Yeah.
Wow.
Two and a half drinks.
Wow.
It was
and
like
I had a
it
full
in
dinner.
Pinata.
It was the same. It was the roofie pinata. You know what, you guys? I have an idea. I think the pinata's for adult parties. Porn pinata, pill pinata.
Porn, pill, and booze.
Dildos.
Yeah, like the porn pinata can have sex toys in it.
That'd be a very expensive pinata.
I'll shrink wrap.
You could just have little...
Well, you can get the cheap ones.
Yeah.
You know?
And the
you have to just get creative.
Like at the Oriental Trading Company.
I read somewhere that anything could... If you're creative enough, anything could be a dildo. So, you know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if you're creative enough, you can put a pinata... You can fill it with anything. Like, but that's true.
Bananas.
Ouch.
Can you imagine having a pinata and then like bananas and cucumbers and zucchinis fall out?
You'd have to get those like summer squash that
are hook
around
like
a
gourd.
Bit.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
Ew. Oh.
It's a G-spot squash. That's what those are.
I got three. What am I supposed to do with the third one?
Invite a friend.
Yeah, damn Trader Joe's packing everything together.
Yeah, seriously.
God. A corn cob? What?
Oh, see, you just have to be frugal. When
yeah,
you
I know. I like
parties.
This. Totally. Very good idea.
Wait, what would the outside pinata be shaped as?
I
a
guess it would
penis.
Depend on
a penis.
Wow,
I don't know.
It was bad enough watching children whack a lion and a zebra to death. I can't imagine like
a penis
whacking the penis.
Maybe it could be shaped like someone you don't like who you want to whack hard.
You know? Could just make it a big ass and it,
yeah,
and it could
a
just
big
be
butt.
Paddles. Yeah,
yeah. I like the way she thinks. You are hired.
And then all the dildos falling out of the ass.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You just have beads come out, I guess.
Yeah. I like this. Or the pill one. The pill one can be shaped like a giant, like, prescription bottle.
Yeah.
And, like, little goodie bags.
That's true.
All we need is to, like, pool the pills and, like, just make little tiny goodie
bags.
Yeah,
I think I have some like leftover, three or four. Narcotics at my house from my knee surgery.
We all have leftover. You don't throw those away.
You don't throw those away.
No, you might have, you know, a special thing.
Yeah. I have my special little plastic bag. I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Better Call Saul episode or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Little survival pack.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Totally. Yeah, if there's any apocalypse, you need something to
calm down.
Oh, yes. Totally. Yeah. Just like in Lost, you know, they pooled all the meds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could like hoard those and sell those for a lot of gasoline or something. Right? Yeah. You could trade them for heavier narcotics, I guess.
I guess so, yeah, exactly.
We got it all. We'll survive.
Yeah, we're gonna be happy.
Yeah.
So, well, we're in LA, so
exactly. Yeah. I think we're probably
we're gonna have to just hunker down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No getting out of here.
So at the kids' party where the sequential pinatas were, mm-hmm. there was a dad that came, and he like came to the party. It was in the park, so it was very open, and like you weren't forced to sit in a room with anyone. You could just wander around. So this dad came and like. We're like, oh, hey, and I'll just change his name to Steve or whatever. Oh, hey, Steve. And he's like, oh, hi. And then just like went off and didn't talk to anyone the entire time. And it's not like, I mean, his kid goes to my kid's school. We've, you know, we've seen each other before, but there's never been a conversation with Steve. You know, no one really knows what he's about. So
Steve, mystery Steve, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So buy and squash.
I was wondering, like, what is the best way to approach someone at a party? Whether you know you want to fuck that person later, or whether you just want to like find out their mystery, mm-hmm. or just be friendly.
Right.
Like, what would be the best way to, you know, get the conversation flowing and really, you know, meet someone?
I just go right up to them. I'm like, hey, what's your deal? No.
You say, hi, I'm Jeanette?
No.
Yeah.
No, that's too formal.
Like, yeah, no, I'll like go up to him and say
something.
Hey, cool party, right?
Well, no, it's just like you just kind of have to make a find joke. Yourself next to him and then say something conversational.
I always make a joke.
Yeah, jokes are good.
Yeah.
Not like a funny thing happened to me on the way to the
party. No, God, no. Yeah.
I saw James Franco in some yellow pants.
What do you call a hairless guy in yellow pants?
James Franco. So what did you do? Did you make friends with Steve?
I didn't do anything because I didn't really know what to do.
Okay.
You're and like, there was
so
cake.
So I have a question. So. When you are at a party for both of you, when you're at a party like that and you have friends there, you know, you're comfortable and you see that one person standing by himself, do you feel kind of responsible?
I do.
If it's your party, oh, hell yeah.
Or any party. Even any party.
Even at work. There's always the shy person that never wants to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I always feel like I like gravitate right towards them.
Yeah.
And I want to like, you know, I
it's
don't know.
Hard to. I try to get resist it. Like, it's hard to watch someone standing by themselves. And I feel the same way. But sometimes I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that makes me not a good person.
I
know.
Yeah.
I do that a lot. Like to Steve, like I wanted to go up and like start a conversation with him and be the person that talked to him and be the nice one.
Right.
You know?
Well, you do risk like going up because I've had this happen plenty of times where I go up and try to initiate something and, you know, draw them out. And maybe it's even successful for a little bit, but they hit their threshold really fast.
Oh. Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, okay, I'm done. Like they are ready to walk off. And sometimes I'm not good at picking up on those
kids. Yeah.
Like they kind of just strange girl talking.
Yeah. Like they just kind of don't want to talk to anybody.
That's
because
right.
they hate everyone there.
Yes.
Right.
Because they're superior. No.
Or sometimes you get trapped. Yeah. Sometimes if they're like too excited, then you're trapped. And you're just like, uh-huh.
Oh my God.
You know, what else?
You open Pandora's.
Right, exactly.
Pandora's big mouth. Right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
That's funny.
You definitely.
Get in more than what you wanted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us more about your parties.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, but you were going to give us some tips.
I was asking you guys for tips.
Oh, you were asking us for tips?
Yeah.
Oh,
I just see tips were gonna talk on about how to handle four parties in one day.
Yeah, seriously. So our tips were going to be about how to talk to people at parties.
Yeah.
How to talk to Susan. Susan's like, I went to four parties. I thought she was the expert.
No, I was horrible at going up and
meeting. See, she already has those people in. She's already in with those people. That's how she gets invited to four parties.
Okay, so first of all,
but wait,
she goes, I don't need to make friends. I go to enough parties.
Yeah.
Okay, seriously.
So why
First
do
of
I want
all,
to
having
talk
a drink. Tip number one, have a drink.
Have a
drink. If you're at a party where you can't have a drink, I would say definitely just like find your, you know what I mean? Like, I think marching up to someone being like, hey, I'm Susan, even though that's what people say to do, it's.
No, I think introducing yourself is a bad way to go.
Like, I already knew this guy from school. Like, seen him around. He knew that I was Henry's mom.
Yeah.
I knew that he was Oliver's dad.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't really know.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Do you know any information about him at all?
You can just say, hey, I've never heard of two pinata parties. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Or just like,
yeah.
Just like go up to
That's good. I like that.
But I think you have to like.
Like, comment on the party that you're at. Like, isn't this an awesome house?
Yeah, or, exactly.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Just be like Steve, right?
There's the
answer. This is crazy with the two pinatas.
It has to be immediate and relevant to where you're at.
Relevant
right
to the setting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it's funny, even better. And I think it should feel natural.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just like you go get a refill on your punch and then you kind of wander over there and be like, hey.
Right.
Hey, I'm standing here next to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought of something. Like, if you know the kid and the kid is in, you know, your kid's class. Mm-hmm. Hey, what did your kid think of the thing that happened at school today? Or
yeah, exactly.
How did he like working on that? Like, ask him about the kid.
People
and then
like to talk about their
them,
kids.
Yeah.
I think that's a fine idea.
All right. Yeah.
It's like dog park.
Like a dog park?
Yeah.
People like to talk about their dogs.
And then I think at bars and like adult parties, it's way easier because you can have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
You know, and you can just, it's crowded anyway.
Yeah.
And you could just kind of sidle up to someone. But you can say the same thing like, oh, fun party, or how do you know, blah, blah, or where'd you get your shoes?
Yeah, I do use the how do you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one. I overuse that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are curious. Like, wait, how do you possibly know this
person? Why are you here?
Yeah, exactly. And always, I'm sure you know this, but asking questions, always good idea.
Yeah
always
that's
ask
good.
Questions, lots of questions.
Although one time when I was in college, I was at a party and, you know, I'm standing there and there's like just some random guy there. And I wasn't even interested in this guy. I was just like, oh, hey, you know, talking. And then he kind of goes, why are you interrogating me?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God. Well, fuck you, too.
Yeah. Wow. Some people are dicks.
Yeah, I was like, all right. Well, I was like, man, are you? Do you really like? I'm not interested in you. Sorry, I got my thing to choose from over here.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, some people are jerks, but
well, I
most
think
people
I come
appreciate
kind of strong though.
That's why we love you, Jeanette.
Yeah.
I guess it's like I'll never fucking go skydiving. Never, ever, ever.
Oh, me too.
But yeah, I will do that. I will do like just go into I have no problem going to a party where I don't know anybody.
Yeah. I would rather 100 times do than go skydiving.
Yes.
Like, no problem.
That's true.
I mean, that's
about it, the extent of my risk taking.
Yeah.
Tom won't. My husband will absolutely, anytime we're going anywhere, he has to know everybody's going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Every single person?
Almost. I feel like he's asking me that. Yeah. And I have to be like, you know what? I don't know. Why don't you email them and ask? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, at this age, at this point, I feel like I could go to a party where I don't know anybody. That's fine.
Yeah, Tom is way.
And I could even go to a party where I don't know anybody and nobody was talking to me. I'm like, that's cool too. Like, I could stand in a corner, hang out by myself, and just talk to people as they go by.
You would attract me. I would be like,
hey,
how are you doing?
Yeah, and I'd be like, hey. I'm letting people come to me. I'm just going to come here.
That would be me.
Yeah.
So when I was at the Viper Room, here's how this guy introduced himself to me.
Okay.
The one that slipped you the Mickey.
Maybe. Oh, my God. He might be onto something. He turned around and said, did you grab my ass?
Do you
and
want
like,
to?
And I'm like, no,
would
I didn't.
Would you grab my ass?
and he knew my friend that I was there with. It was her husband that was playing in the band. So I was hanging around with her. And she knew this guy, this ass guy. I'll just call him ass guy.
Yellow pants?
No. Thank God. So, he turns around. He's like, did you grab my ass? I'm like, no. I think you did. You did it. You did. And then he turned back around.
Really? And that was it? And then you grab his ass?
No.
Okay.
And then I was talking to my friend a little bit, blah, 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 blah. And then he turned around and goes, you did it again. You did it again.
Wow. No way.
Yeah.
Is he grabbing his own ass and then being like, hey, baby?
So, and then I turned around, I'm like, it was her. And I pointed to my friend, it was her, it was her.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so that was weird.
That's a funny pickup strategy.
My husband, who was getting me a drink downstairs, comes up. This is right when we first got there. Mm-hmm. My husband comes upstairs and we're, you know, having this ass confrontation. And he comes up and stands next to me, and an ass guy goes, your wife grabbed my ass. and he said something like blah 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 blah, beat up blah blah blah.
Oh jeez.
And so John thought that he was saying that he was gonna beat me up because I grabbed his ass.
That's weird. And then turned around and just pounded you.
And John said, well, you can try, but I'm her fourth husband. She's killed the other three.
That's a good one. You
guys are like, all right. Backs away slowly.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that was, and then he kind of let the other guy, you know, it got kind of started. The people started playing, and John turns to me and goes like, God, I hate that guy.
That's funny.
I'm like, well,
like, why were you grabbing his ass? This guy's a total jerk.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, that's that was true. Odd and weird.
That's
was
funny.
He for real? He couldn't have been serious.
No, he was just like, you know, just playing. Like that you. Was his way to, you know, meet me and say, you know, give a little information about himself.
He likes having his ass grabbed.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then, oh my God, you guys, later on, oh, you're going to love this. We're standing there, and this was like halfway into the thing. The band is playing, and they have a little break or something. And then he turns around. He's like, so I'm a very sexual person.
Oh, Jesus.
God. And I'm like, okay. And I got to tell you this funny story about that.
I'm like, it's like, you know, I got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I would rather go out and smoke and get hit on by a stranger on the street, but okay, I'll listen. And he's like, one time I was laying in bed with my wife and she's cuddling me and she's rubbing her fingers on my chest and my hair.
Ew.
I'm like, oh my God, please stop. Please stop. And she turns to me and says, honey, do you want me to t-ball you?
What's that?
And he goes, ha ha. I turned to her and said, do you mean teabag? And she got so embarrassed that we didn't do anything that night.
What? Like, well, he did accuse her of having balls. What? I mean.
What?
So the wife asked him if he wanted her to t-ball him, she meant teabag him. Hmm.
I think we should make t-ball a thing.
But
though.
You have to be a guy to teabag.
No, you don't.
You can if you have a mouth.
I don't think
you
know
can
what
teabag.
I don't think you know what teabagging is.
I do, but he was saying that.
Oh, I guess
he wanted her to teabag him.
Bagger and the baggy.
Yes.
Yes, she's right. So she wanted to say,
"Honey,
do you want me to teabag?
Right, yeah.
Do you want to teabag me?" I think would be the proper phrasing of that question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's like, well, doesn't she need balls to do that?
Or a t-ball, which is when you put a wiffle ball on top of a penis.
Maybe she did need to put a wiffle ball on top of his erect penis.
Exactly.
And knock it off of there.
And they go, woohoo!
And they hey, whatever they want, man.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Do you want me to t-ball you?
That is a weird story to tell
That's
somebody.
Weird yeah. And how is that showing that he's sexual? Like it's like a not fitting the premise. Of
he's
what,
inappropriate.
Once again, he's just telling more about himself than I need to, you know.
Wow.
Oh, God.
You'd be like, wait, how does that make you sexual? Teabagging doesn't seem all that sexual.
Oh, so you and your wife have sex? Wow, you are sexual.
That's really special.
That's gross.
Yeah.
And weird.
Yeah.
People are funny.
People are funny.
All right. Speaking of people being funny.
Yeah.
I have... it's not so funny. I have a problem that I actually think I need some help. Because I think I am addicted, like actually addicted to real estate and like going to open houses. For no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to one today?
I went to 5 today.
That is a lot.
Do you have money to pay for a house?
No.
All right.
No, man.
Yes.
So here's the thing. In a couple years, I would like to buy a house.
Right.
A couple years, that's a long time from now.
Right.
But yeah. I can't stop like counting the money in my head.
Right.
Trying to figure out how much I can afford.
Yeah.
Looking at redfin.com every day. almost every day at work.
I did that for 2 years after we bought our house.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes me feel better.
Okay, I have a suggestion for you.
Okay.
When you're at work, mm-hmm. limit your time to look at red whatever. Mm-hmm. What was it?
Redfin.
Redfin. Limit your time mm-hmm. to 10 minutes twice a day.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Ooh, that would be tough.
Thank you. I'm going to try that. That's a good suggestion. Because
you're at work. And you should be just texting me.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I just have to find something else to amuse myself at work. You know, that's not working. But
I need to do that with Facebook. Oh, I always yeah. have it on me at work.
Well, yeah. I love Facebook, though.
I
it's
do
like,
too.
Especially if you're social, like two of us. And you sit yeah. at a desk on your ass all day.
I get jobs through Facebook.
Yeah, it's like the party that's yeah. going on all the time.
I know.
But open houses are perfect for a person like me because I love to see houses and I'm super nosy. Like, I love to see other people live.
Yeah. Just as long yeah. as you're not snatching souvenirs or anything like
no,
that.
No, oh. tempting. And also,
you can do that? Wait.
Yeah, I guess you could if you want.
Oh, we're on soap at home.
How did you decorate your place here?
Yeah, exactly. All this stuff. Free at the free stores on Sundays from 2 to 5. Yeah.
It is called open.
Right, exactly. House. That's what that means, right?
Yeah. I thought these were freebies.
No, they're so. And also, open houses here in LA, they're like a hipster cage match. It's like they're packed. Yeah. People are outside on their phones talking to their realtors.
Oh,
like
God.
Immediately.
It's
yeah.
crazy. Wow.
It's so competitive.
And it's so
And everybody's eyeballing each other.
Yeah. Everyone's sizing each other up.
Yes.
There's a
yeah.
lot of facial hair. It's a lot of like people squinting. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Wow.
I know.
Man.
And I'm already depressed about 2 years from now.
Now, let's talk about the open houses that you're going to.
Okay.
As compared to how much money you're going to be willing to spend in the next few years. How do those two numbers
compare? I try to keep
compare?
It in a somewhat realistic price range.
Do you? Mm-hmm.
But this is like realistic in terms of me, you know, blowing out for 2 years thinking, okay, if I can save this much this year and that much this year and my, you know, investment is making a 7% return, blah, blah, blah. You know, like totally like making up a bunch of shit in my head. And then going to doing the mortgage calculator and saying, okay, if I put this much down on this much price and I only want to pay this much a month mm-hmm. and my interest rate stays at 3.5%, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's realistic in that, like the highest I can go is this amount without, if I didn't have to do any work.
And right. you're only going to open houses that are fit within that criteria?
More or less, yeah.
Wow, you're good.
That's
good.
Well, otherwise it would just be depressing.
Well, right. Well, that's good. So, you know what? I don't think you're addicted.
Also, it is depressing anyway.
I don't think you're addicted. I think you are honeymoon zone. You're like preoccupied with
maybe
it.
Maybe obsessive a little bit?
Obsessive a little yeah. bit, but okay. not addicted, all I don't right. think. Because if you're addicted, like, it's mm-hmm. a problem, and you can't.
You'd
go
be waking up
it.
In the middle of the night doing it,
okay. and it would impact your life in a negative way.
Okay,
right? Isn't that kind of
yeah?
Addicted?
I think so. I think so. But I'm like, I don't know. I feel like, what am I? Why am I doing this?
Okay. Because part of you're it, think you're trying to reach yeah, a goal.
Part of it yeah. is like due diligence, like looking for neighborhoods, mm-hmm. you yeah, know, blah yeah, blah. Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, I can't. But it's amazing how many houses I would not live in, even nice ones in that price range, like.
There's some pretty crappy, really? Expensive houses out there.
Yeah, it's not only expensive, but I don't like it when people have redone them in a way that is
yeah,
like
lame, I'm with you.
You know, yeah. or they're just, or the layout's just weird. Like, you can't do anything with a bad layout. I'm like, I can't live here.
Yeah,
like, what is going on here? You
there's
know?
Too many doors or there's
too
not
many
enough
doors. The living room is like teeny tiny, yeah. but then mm-hmm. a bedroom will be really big. Like, there's things that don't make sense, you mm-hmm. know, and bedrooms leading into other rooms. Leading into a bathroom or
yeah.
whatever, you know,
yeah, like a bedroom is part of a hallway, kind of.
Exactly, yeah.
No. Yeah, a bedroom is like, part of a hallway.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no.
I think I've narrowed down my ideal neighborhood, the streets yeah. in the neighborhood I would like to live on, and now oh. I just have to make that happen.
Okay,
where?
Which is in Atwater Village.
Yeah.
Those streets. I'm sorry, people who don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm going there. The streets kind of on the other side of Glenfellas,
yes.
like Valley Brink and uh-huh. Griffith View and
those
Sunnynook.
Those are really cute over
there. They're awesome.
Yeah,
they're these
really
beautiful little hidden streets and yeah. those houses are adorable.
And it's like
green.
Behind Heartbeat House.
There's a lot of trees.
Yeah, but even that was a great street, but it's even like west of there.
Okay,
so you
yeah.
can't get to it from Glendale. You kind of have to go around Glenfellas.
Oh,
I'll
okay.
take you there one day.
All right.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm tempted to just like in a year from now, call yeah. a realtor, like get approved, call a realtor and be like, as soon as one of those houses go on the market, you call me.
Right.
You know, like, you don't know, put the sign up. Don't call anybody else.
Yeah.
You just call me.
That's
I'm
a good idea.
It, you yeah. know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Because I don't know how often people... And then, you know what else I do?
What?
I look at those houses. Okay, so I find addresses of these houses that are not for sale.
Right.
And I go on Zillow or whatever, and I say, okay, how much, Zillow, do you think this house is worth?
Right.
And then I look and see when the last time it was sold, and if it was like... If 1997, I'm like, oh, they're old.
Yeah.
They're old.
It's true.
It hasn't been redone soon. Maybe they'll die and then I can get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Retirement community.
Or retire, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving to the retirement community. I don't care. You know? Yeah. And I'm like, and I bet it's like, hasn't been, it's probably got carpeting and wallpaper, like all the stuff I want, because you can just take that stuff away and then you have an amazing house. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a vulture.
It sounds like a plan.
That you is have kind to be. Of.
Yeah, you do.
That is very vulturistic.
I know.
And hey, also, that's a new word. Yeah, vulturistic.
It's true. It's like the opposite of altruistic.
That's true.
But yeah, that's how I feel. I just am like, you just, I'm part of me is like, maybe I should just wait till one of those.
You're just driven. Do not feel guilty about
all
that.
All right, weirdly driven. Yeah.
But limit the time at work, please.
But yeah, if I get fired, I can't get any house.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
So, there's that.
But don't do it in the middle of the night either.
No.
You like wake up at 4 a.m. and start.
I know. Believe me. Yeah. I dream about it sometimes. Oh. This is very bad.
Wow, you're ready.
I am. But I have to, I've got at least a couple years. So
yeah,
hopefully I'll burn out and then. For a while.
You can't maintain that level.
No, you can't. It's not sustainable.
No. Yeah.
Well, at least if you narrow it down, it's not like you're looking at the whole city.
And it's like, like I keep thinking like, yeah, I could live in Glendale. And then I go over there. I'm like, I can't do it.
Can't do it.
I saw two really cute houses there today. I'm like,
I can live in Glendale either.
No.
People, the drivers are just too aggressive. And I don't know. It's just... I don't know.
We know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
It's just too, I don't know. I even just driving.
We know what you're thinking.
My friend describes it as Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Like, the way that it
is. I just feel like the whole city has this backbeat when you go in, it just is like, mcha, 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 mcha.
Well, there's just so much like testosterone.
Yeah, and guys
makeup.
Smoking cigarettes in front of overflowing garbage cans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's a great city. I mean, there's beautiful houses there. It's a
big
old city with everything you need.
It's got a nice mall.
It's got a great mall. It's got everything. Like,
I can drive to the mall.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't think I could do it. And the prices are lower there, a little bit lower for really nice.
But their insurance is really high because they have such a high accident rate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, their car insurance is like the highest.
Oh, interesting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
They have the highest accident rate in, I think it's California.
Wow.
It's definitely in LA.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, that's good to know. That makes me feel better about not living there.
You do not have to feel guilty about living
there. Thank you.
I absolve you
Thank
of
you
guilt.
And also, houses are so expensive here. Like, I don't know if other people in the country understand how insane it is, unless they live in New York or San Francisco.
Yeah. So, other people, here's how much a regular house is. $729,000.
Yep. Yes.
Our house, we bought it at the peak and... 2006. Mm-hmm. Well, we bought it 2004, so it was right before the very peak. And in order for us to get the house, we overbid by $35,000.
We overbid too,
because there were so many people there doing the vulture thing, doing like it's looking at each other. It's like, and we had already been outbid by so many houses. And Tom liked the house. He was like, "That's it. You know, we're going through the roof with this bid." And so we got the house. It's falling apart. We don't have any money to fix it.
Yeah.
And then after the bubble, we were basically
underwater.
Almost like paddling. Like our nose, our nostrils were just above the water.
Oh.
And now it's finally starting to come back, but we still don't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take out a loan to fix our house. I mean,
no, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. So we're just waiting.
Yeah. Are you guys still underwater? Or are you?
I think we were so far underwater and now we're just, our foreheads are up.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it.
So,
yeah.
You just have to ride it out.
Just
ride it out. You
just
know?
Ride it out.
Just hope that there isn't some like 8.2 earthquake and we'll be fine.
One of my Facebook friends put on Facebook. I think she lives in Maryland-ish area. Mm. And she's like, hey, there's a house for sale on my street. Someone come be my neighbor. And it was like, beautiful old house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, like 1,800 square feet, $260.
Yeah.
I was like, seriously? I sent her an article from Curbed LA that said like, burned down shack in Silver Lake sells for $175,000 over asking price.
Yeah.
Sold for like $499.
It's amazing.
Oh, I know.
God. Yeah. There's like lots selling in my neighborhood that would be uninhabitable. They're uninhabitable. They're mm-hmm. like the lots are vertical.
Oh geez.
And and they're really trying to like sell these lots. Like you would
for like 500,000.
No, not that. It's just land.
It's just right. land.
But yeah. it's still like 200,000 oh, yeah. just for land that you can't build,
build
on.
A hill.
On?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like what? I can't even get my head around it. Yeah. You'd have to put that spaceship. You'd have to have an architect build some special
a spaceship house.
Or level it out or something. But which level is it hugely out, expensive,
it's
right?
It's like bedrock.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what they would do. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
Wow. Well, obviously it's not being sold, so.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I should snap them up while I can.
Yeah, seriously. Until then, we all have a nice place to live.
Yeah. Well, this place is awesome.
No, thank you. No, I like this place too.
Yeah.
But I just have this biological drive. It's like it's like having children or eating to like own a house.
Well, yeah, you know? Because it's isn't that one of the American dream things
sure
to like
so.
Yes. own your house, own your own business and have 2.5 kids.
Nope.
And what else is the American dream? Isn't that it?
Marry, 2.5 kids, house, car.
How not car.
I don't think
do
it's
better than your
business.
Parents.
Do better than your parents.
Than your parents.
I'm not going to do better than my parents.
No.
Nobody.
No one is.
I don't think that. Well, I'm doing better than my mom, but you know, she was like, you know, GED. Really like helped us, but you know, come up from where my kids are screwed. They're not going anywhere.
Mine's got my parents did pretty well, so yeah. I'm not gonna go there get there but yeah.
Shut up, Amy.
Yeah, sorry. So lucky me, but Benji has a chance to do better than me.
Well,
it's
good.
Realistic.
So my kids will never do better than me. I will always be
I'm gonna cut
to the mommy dearest thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I will always be better than you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
That's not true. I love my children. They're very smart and beautiful.
So speaking of mommy dearest, we've been talking with Jeanette here, and she has not been properly introduced.
No, she hasn't. Oh. We're like halfway through the show.
We're like, here's Jeanette.
Wait, but it's not fun to do that. We talked about that at a party, right? It's not fun to... No, I'm kidding.
So, Jeanette, how do you know the Because Show?
Gosh.
Would you like this drink with a roofie in it? Stop grabbing my ass.
Did you grab my ass?
Let it all out.
So, I met you first. Susan. Yeah. I met Susan first. Mm-hmm. But, God, it's been so long. I can't even remember how we
probably
first met.
Through my husband.
Yes. And he was doing a pilot. He was a board artist in Futurama where I was a character layout person. Mm-hmm. And then he had Bag Boy, his little pilot pitch, and I helped him with that.
And that's, you know what? It was the party when we watched the pilot at his house.
Maybe.
And you guys came to that.
Maybe.
You and Tom came to that.
It's been so long.
And I remember that's that. I was at that party.
Yeah.
You were there too?
So
I
don't long. Know if yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long
it was
time
like
ago.
Like pre-kids.
We were babies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pre-kids.
Yeah, we were babies.
And,
so
then I worked with Geraldine was working on Family Guy at the same time I was working on Cleveland Show.
Mm-hmm. So obviously Jeanette works in animation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I work in animation. I'm a board artist. I've done mostly prime time.
Two cute kids.
Yeah, two little
one
kids.
One cute husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who we've been together 25 years.
No. 25 years?
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
That's right, because you guys like...
Holy we were cartoonists in the student paper in college.
Oh my God, that is so cute. That is so sweet and romantic.
I didn't... I didn't mean for that to happen. Because when I would think of like my future when I was that age, I thought no kids, single, and I can do what I want.
Oh. And I'm going to have cats.
Yeah. No, I didn't even want cats. I didn't want any ties.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So was your husband one of those like quiet guys you had to draw out?
Oh, or? God. No, he's not quiet.
Okay. Was he?
I mean, he can be introverted. Mm-hmm. He has his moments. Mm-hmm. Like he needs his alone time. But when he's like in a social setting, he can be... He was a theater major.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've met him once or twice. So
yeah, he can be kind of a ham, mm-hmm. don't you think?
Yeah, that's good.
And so, but he is still more, I wouldn't say shy, just a little bit more introverted. And he also has very little patience with people he thinks like...
are stupid?
Or he just doesn't care to spend time with. Like, if they're mean, that's the first thing that will knock him off. Like,
interesting.
He's just like, I am not wasting my time with you.
Mm.
That's the first thing. And then if they're nice but not totally, you know, smart, He's fine with that, yeah, as long as they're not mean or...
Well, better kind of dumb, yeah, than an asshole.
Yeah. That's, yeah, it's the asshole. Preferable. Yeah. And
how do you define an asshole? Like, what makes a person mean, according to your husband or anybody?
If they're a dick, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing, but like, if you meet someone and they make like a snarky comment and it's funny, like, I want to talk to that person more, you know? But if a person's like a jerk to me, then I'm like, I don't want to talk to
them. Well, his philosophy is... If they're nice to you, but they're being mean to the people, other people, it's only a matter of time.
True.
Before they're mean to you. Yeah. And that's why. So as soon as he sees any of that being put out to anybody, even it's not directed at him.
Yeah, that's true. It's like the waiter test, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
So he won't, you know.
And the shoe test. You can tell a lot about a guy. Shoe? By, you can tell everything you need to know about a man by his shoes, I think.
But I buy my husband's shoes. You couldn't. Well,
no. I bet they're not. Yeah, but nice shoes. Yeah.
That also.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
What you choose for him is very important then.
But he doesn't always bend to my will, and that's incredibly frustrating. It's like, but these shoes are cool. Yeah. Like, I guess I'll take them back.
But I look like a hippie. Yeah.
No, he's just, I don't know. Like, I got him these really cool white, like, cream-colored pants. They were so cool. Uh-huh. The fabric was beautiful. It was just would not, and they were blue jeans. They weren't like,
right.
Oh.
He wouldn't wear them.
Hmm.
He was like, "Yeah, I like him," and they never
touched came out.
His body.
That happened to me for the first time with Benji. One of the good things about having a boy, good things is that they don't care what they wear. Like, it's great. So I bought him a bunch of cute T-shirts, and I bought him one orange one because he looks good in orange.
Yeah,
that says peace across it with like different colors or whatever. Uh-huh. So I brought it out for him to wear. I'm like, "Here's your new shirt." He's like, "Okay, I'm gonna wear it inside out." He's like, "Can I wear it inside out?" I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "I don't know." I'm like, if you want to. I'm like, don't you like it? He's like, well, it's kind of embarrassing.
Oh, I'm like, okay. Mom. Oh,
I'm like,
that's
fine.
Shirt.
I'm like, here are the other two shirts. Would you wear these? He's like, no, those are fine. I'm like, all right. Lesson learned by me.
One out of three.
Yeah. Lucas does that. My son, from early on, like he's, you know, there's certain.
My Charlie, too. And Lucas and Charlie are about the same age. They're really? About four, right?
Yeah, Lucas is five. He'll be six. In May. I always have to do the math.
They're like a year apart. Okay.
Yeah.
Year and a half apart.
Yeah. But
very picky. Oh my God.
Yeah. No, Benji usually doesn't care. But this time he was very nice about it. He's like, okay, I'm just going to wear it inside out. And he put it on inside out, didn't care. I'm like, okay.
I had to make a kid in my class wear a shirt inside out because it had a, it had like this girl in a bikini on it.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
You're 10 years old. Yeah. What? He's like, my dad got me this shirt. I'm like, I'm sure he did. But you'll be wearing it inside out today.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I remember that happening to me. And I wasn't wearing the shirt, but one of my classmates was wearing like something about... it had a motocross guy on his shirt. And it was something about getting down and dirty in the dirt or getting down in the dirt. It was something, you know, some 70s dirty thing about getting dirty in the dirt. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, and I remember looking at the shirt innocently going like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah,
seriously.
He's got dirt on him. See, he's riding a motorcycle in the dirt.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to do one of our, we've promised more segments, and now we're going to do one.
Here's one.
And Sunday we're going to have like music.
Someday.
Not today. Soon though. That we're doing this podcast like, we're going to jump in.
Yeah.
We're not quite there yet, but whatever.
It's a work in progress.
Exactly. So this is our annoying corporate lingo segment. I work at a very corporate office, which is actually a very good place to work. A lot of people complain about their super corporate jobs, but I have a really good one. But that doesn't mean that it is immune to annoying corporate lingo. So the one for this week, I have a whole list. I'm just going to do is, oh my God, this drives me crazy, is wordsmith. Do you guys ever get that one?
Wordsmith? Like, can you wordsmith this? Is that like this?
No.
It's like blacksmithing
it means
a paper.
Just write it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like, wordsmith. Now we need some copy around the instructions. You know, you have to log in, blah, blah, blah. But Amy, can you wordsmith that? Or
wasn't wordsmith always used as a compliment? It. Like if you were especially good
this
with...
This is the thing about corporate lingo. It's like it goes through some kind of filter where it doesn't quite work and it doesn't quite mean what you think it should mean.
It like fucks it all up.
Yeah. And it's also like over
but accepted.
It's like over talking from what you mean. Like just mean write it. But like, right. I have to wordsmith it. Like, I'm going to be all fancy with my like choppy thing and the sparks coming out, you know, whatever. So yeah, that's just, that one gets me. Wow. Like, yes, I can wordsmith it, or I can just freaking write it. That's what I do, you know?
Man. So when somebody says something like that to you, are you working really hard to keep a neutral face?
What, yeah, what does your face look like when you get that? You're just like,
well, if it's on the phone, it looks like this. If it's in person, I'm like, yeah. No problem.
Yeah, wordsmith.
So yeah, I think that it's funny because I talk to other people at work, and every person I talk to is like, "Oh my god, yeah, I hate that. I hate corporate lingo." But it's
all accepted.
Yeah,
it goes through the filter, gets fucked up in the filter, and then it comes out the little spigot.
Right,
and it's just like everyone's open their mouths, and they just take a drink.
It's like, I think it's like a way to identify the group. That's what I think that's about.
Yeah.
Like their own kind of corporate slang, people. You know, like,
like the industry jargon, sort of a culture. Right. A culture thing.
I mean, I find myself doing that with animation stuff. Really? Yeah. There's certain words that we use. And if somebody's there that doesn't know it, they'll kind of be like, wait, what's that? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
What's an animation thing? Is it things you have to use? Or is it like technical things? Or is it just like...
It's like shorthand for technical things.
Okay.
Because we don't have to want to... You know, go.
But that's not like a lingo. Yeah,
that's true. I mean, that's like it's not really lingo.
That's useful. You know, like we have acronyms at work that are also annoying, but they're useful.
That's true.
Than like saying the whole thing. But this is just like this. There's no reason to use it.
Yeah,
and I think it makes people feel. I think there's kind of like insecurity professionalism group thing. Like as soon as one person starts saying something, like everybody says it. Like,
everyone
here's
has to
the
say
thing.
It. Oh, that's a new thing.
We're all going to say it.
You should start just making shit up.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Actually, some people said like a smaller group of. People I work with said that they had like a bet with each other, like in some meetings, like you got to use this one, like let's take a step back here, or you know what I mean,
and see like which one gets put into the vernacular.
No, they're ones that already existed. They just each had assigned ones that they had to use that
day or
whatever.
So what you just refused, like if somebody said, I would like you to wordsmith this, you know,
what if you said like report, can you please just say write,
and it's like, yeah, I'll write it.
I don't do that, but I will do that. I won't say, just say right, but I will say, I'll write it. You know, I'll be happy to write that or whatever. Like, I don't want to use
them.
I try pretty hard not to use them and just have my quiet rebellion of not doing it.
Do you think they notice or they're like suspicious of you? Like you're some kind of body snatcher?
I don't think so. I think
she's not
like,
conforming to our will.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're like, Amy doesn't sound professional.
God.
No, I doubt. I don't think that's true. But yeah, I try to like keep it regular, like talk like a regular person.
Right.
Oh God.
Like, yeah, you reach out to him. I'm going to schedule a meeting. Right. You know, whatever it is. So.
Oh, the reach out. Yes.
Oh, the reaching
that's
out.
Another one.
I know. I have a whole list, but I'm going to save them.
All right. Yeah. Save them up.
I'm
we'll
saving
we'll
them up,
dole them out in
recording
piecemeal.
Them, putting them, writing them down, saving them up. Spitting them out. They're coming out the spigot.
Awesome. Well, you guys, it's come to that time where we have to say goodbye.
No.
And thank all of our listeners for listening diligently.
We're so glad to have you guys back. And there's so much to look forward to that is coming up in this show that we haven't even touched on. I mean, we have more segments. We have movie reviews. We have... You're going to do a video.
I am going to do a video, you guys. Have you heard of unboxing videos?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeanette has. Amy says no. So unboxing videos are when you get a new thing, like a new toy. There's a lot of unboxing videos for like Legos or toys of any kind. And either a kid or an adult can make these videos. And they just put a camera or a camera on themselves. And they film themselves opening the box and talking about the things that are inside the package.
Hmm.
And that's it. That's it.
I don't understand.
They are so popular.
Why?
Oh my God.
Is it just like vicarious pleasure of the
new
thing?
It's vicarious because my kids are totally into trash packs now. It's kind of this obscure little toy from Australia. And they're kind of out of date now. They don't really make them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie will ask every day, can I watch a trash pack video on, on the iPad? And I'm like, yes, you can watch two.
Mm-hmm.
So they go on and there's all these different unboxing videos because they're toys that they're not going to get.
Mm.
You just can't get them. So they'll go on and be like, oh, and they'll talk to the iPad like, oh, I want that one. Or, oh, look at his funny hands. Oh, they're up in the air.
His funny hands in the air. That's so cute.
But they have the top earner in YouTube last year was this woman that does unboxing videos.
Wow.
And she earned 1.4 million.
Shut up.
Yes. unboxing. Like, she wears a GoPro right on her chest, so all you do is see her hands, and she has like pretty nails, sparkly nail polish on, and she has like a bit of an accent, and she's like really soothing voice.
Well, that's ASMR.
What's that?
Or over unboxing. Do you guys know what that is?
No. What?
I don't know if I have those ASMR. I don't know if I have those initials right, but that's a big YouTube thing. Is there are some people when they hear like a certain tone of voice, like remember the painting guy, here's how to paint.
Oh yeah,
guy.
The Roth.
Like, oh yeah,
yeah. He was like a
Bob Ross.
So like,
Ross.
There's some people who like. Yeah. It's like this weird synesthesia thing. Like, they get these tingly feelings. Like, when they hear this voice, they get these tingly feelings. They feel really good. It's like this really, it's not totally sexual, but it's just this feeling of like peace and happiness and like this physical sensation of tingling. And those are huge on YouTube. Mm-hmm. They just have people talking in these really quiet voices.
She kind of talks like that. They're putting
here's a happy little squirrel
very
in this corner.
Soothing. Sometimes they're putting on makeup. Sometimes probably unboxing. Like, here's what I'm just narrating. Like,
she earned 1.4 million last year.
Yeah, no, they're big.
Year.
They're wow. still
insane.
Really popular.
Dollars.
They're really popular.
Dollars.
Not hits. Dollars.
Not hits. And she puts up a video every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. So she has a ton of views.
Yeah.
And what is she unboxing? Just any, like, obviously everything that she buys.
And are they really long? Are they like 20 minutes long? You know? Sometimes they're super long.
Hers were like between 10 and 15 minutes long.
They're like really long and just this like nonstop monologue and this
Tone. And they talk every single little... Yeah. Every single little detail about every little thing about the item that they're unboxing.
Yeah, wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I think kids find it soothing.
Yeah, they must. Or thrilling.
Thrilling. Yeah. So I am going to do an unboxing video.
Okay, we can't wait. Next time we see you, you're going to be a millionaire.
Some really sparkly nail polish.
I know you're going to see my unmanicured, chipped, crappy ass nails.
You already just went down $200,000.
You're never going to be a top writer. Exactly. That nail polish.
And I'm not putting it up on YouTube. I'm putting it up on our Facebook page.
Oh, that's much better. Exclusive.
So it's exclusive only for Because Show Facebook page likers.
Yes.
Only.
So like our page if you haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Like our page on Facebook. We're going to have the same Facebook page.
Yep.
We have our email is, I don't know. It's up in the air right now.
Yeah, we have some promo stuff to talk about. We don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
Next time we'll have that down.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know at
becauseshow.com.
I think that one's taken.
We're still on Bald Move.
We are still on Bald
Move. Bald Move Networks. Yep.
So please buy all of your Amazon products through the button that they have on there. Mm-hmm. That helps pay for our hosting on their site.
True.
And we love you. And
we're glad to be back. We're very glad you're here with us with our cupid
this
smile.
This was fun.
And we're going to see you next time. I think probably a week from Wednesday. Next time we record.
Probably a week from Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Great. All right, everybody. We will see you next time.
See you next time.
Okay, bye.
Did you grab my ass?